Good morning, White Way listeners. It is with a warm aloha that I have this opportunity to share with you my experiences along the path of the Nembutsu. It is certainly a privilege and honor to be sharing this moment with all of you. As I am recording this message, I can see the rain falling in the parking lot of Mililani Honganji. If you listen carefully, you can sometimes hear the chirping of the crickets also. For me, it is a far different sound than the croaky frogs of the Big Island. It's odd to have such a quiet evening. After serving on the Big Island for over 3 years, I've become used to the sounds of the frogs. Now, as my family and I live on Oahu, the sudden quietness of the evening is quite weird. What makes it odd, too, is that only when people point it out, then the sound of the croaky frogs becomes apparent. Even when my wife FaceTimes her parents, it is the first thing you hear as they conduct their conversation. For me, it reminds me of the power of Amida Buddha. Amida's working often goes unnoticed in our lives, and only when we start to contemplate on Amida, then we start to understand the context of a Jodo Shinshu way of life. What is that way of life? It is a life of understanding and acceptance that our life is full of greed, anger, and ignorance, and that through the Bao power, it says that through the compassion of Amida Buddha, Buddha says, I still love you, and I still accept you. However, that does not give us a license in life to be all crazy and do whatever we well want. However, it opens up a religious experience, which is given to us by Amida Buddha. We often call this Makoto no Kokoro, or man's true, real, and sincere heart and mind. This happens when one entrusts themselves to Amida's Buddha's primal vow. It is an experience that many of us don't realize that we go through, or an experience that we constantly go through. It's a gift of faith through the working of Amida's great compassion. One day, I had a conversation in which we discussed, what makes you say Namo Amida Butsu? There is an action or movement in which we go through, in which Namo Amida Butsu comes out as a form of appreciation for the moment you just experienced, whether it's a learning moment or a series of karmic influences that dictated a negative or positive outcome. Saying Namo Amida Butsu is far more than us saying thank you, for it reaches far into the heart of Amida Buddha, where wisdom and compassion is at its root. Throughout our lives, this recitation of Namo Amida Butsu cultivates in us what the true meaning of Amida's great compassion is, and then the recitation becomes just as important as breathing. It then becomes a matter not of convenience, but a way of life. I'm sure we have heard many stories of how people throughout their lives recite Namo Amida Butsu constantly throughout their daily life. Although I am not like these people, there are many times in which I caught myself saying Namo Amida Butsu because it just felt like the right thing to do. It's all that could come out of my mouth, and the feeling of being embraced in Amida's embrace became real for me. Years ago, when I was living on the Big Island, my wife, stepdaughter, and I flew to Honolulu for the weekend to enjoy a concert. As much as I wanted everything to go well, of course it didn't. Forgetting the tickets at home was not an option. It was a plane ride home to get it if I did. So I made sure that it was the first thing I packed, and I constantly made sure that it was in my bag. When we got to Oahu, I started to unpack my bag, and I realized that I packed 3 pairs of socks. However, one of the pairs had only one sock, and and I told myself, who packs? Only a sock. Finally, the moment came for us to leave the hotel for the concert. We left the hotel and suddenly I realized I forgot the tickets in the hotel room. I made all this effort not to forget the tickets at home, but in the end, I forgot them anyway. Good thing it was in the hotel room and not back on the Big Island. Of course, we had a great time. I got to take my family to places that I frequented growing up on Oahu. Of course, that meant visiting Rainbow Drive-In, eating Dole Whip, and other things we really don't think of until we move away. I remember on the plane ride home, seeing the island of Molokai pass under us, and then Maui. Then I realized just how grateful I was for the experience, one that would never happen again. I was able to meet with friends again, enjoy a great concert, spend time with my family, and of course, eat great food and play tourist. In our daily lives, my family has to make a lot of sacrifices. Sometimes there are dinners in which we cannot share because I am at a meeting or my wife finishes work late. So spending time together is something we don't always have. And don't even get me started with going to the beach. I still remember my Facebook post for that day. Quote, life is fundamentally great. Finally understand what this means. Great trip to Honolulu. Awesome concert, great message, nice and relaxed. Nice to see family and friends again. Great food, and most of all, spending time with Ohana, end quote. As much as this little vacation for my family and I was nonstop here, there, let's eat this, let's do this, let's do that, the power of Amida Buddha was working in the background, and I really didn't see that, feel that, or hear that. However, in that one thought moment of flying over the islands and decompressing, it became apparent that Namo Amida Butsu was the only thing to say and the only feeling to have. It was not my feeling, but Amida Buddha causing me to have that feeling. This past week, thousands of high school juniors and seniors converged at the Honolulu Convention Center to attend the National College Fair. Colleges from across America, Japan, and Europe showed up to this fair in order to woo high school students to enroll into their prospective colleges. For a student, it's all exciting. However, for a parent like myself, words like tuition is $4,000 a semester, room and board is extra, minimum grade point average is a 3.5, you start to worry. And the true reality of college starts to sink in. Having seen both sides now as a student and now as a parent, boy, now I truly understand the need to be successful in school. But then again, as a parent, one can visit their child on breaks, right? Who would say no to going to Vegas if your child went to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or University of Washington, Washington State, or all those other exciting places? Namo Amida Butsu came out twice for me on that day. One, just for the moment of being there to look at prospective colleges, and second, that moment when my stepdaughter said she wanted to go to a trade school versus a 2 or 4 year college. And the best thing was she was going into a field in which she enjoyed. Buddha's makoto no kokoro, that is Buddha's sincere heart and mind, and me, became one in these experiences. And that experience is what defines our faith, our shinjin, the power of the heart and mind of the person in whom self-power falls away and disappear as oneness with the Buddha's mind is a realization. As a new week comes to a start, let us invite this experience into our lives. It's an experience that will be different in each and every one of our lives, However, there's one thing that is constant. The life of appreciation through the working of Amida's infinite compassion. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. This is David Fujimoto from Mililani Honganji, wishing you a great week embraced in Amida Buddha's constant embrace. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.